Proclamation number 8132 of 22nd of March, 1962. Come to me. Words in hardship. You shall all be comforted who are weary and burdened if only you come to me and call upon me in your distress. I want to prove myself to you as a loving father and provide you with physical and spiritual strength. Because you are all still weak little children in need of help, whom I therefore call to me with merciful love. I am truly only concerned about your bliss, but you can only find it in unity with me, and therefore I say, come to me. For only I can help you to become blissfully happy, only I can fill you with strength to live according to my will. Only I can illuminate you with my strength of love, which makes you blissfully happy and helps you to attain perfection. Therefore come to me, you who are weary and burdened, I will refresh you. For I can speak to you and my word will truly impart strength to you, my word will give you peace because then you will be certain that I myself am close to you when I speak to you. So why are you timid and fearful when you have the certainty that I am present to you? And yet you possess evidence of my presence if you are allowed to hear my word again and again, which introduces you to all truth. Although the world is storming you and makes you anxious and despondent, yet you are under my protection and need not fear any harm as long as you let me myself be present in you. As long as you voluntarily want to serve me as a vessel into which I can pour my spirit. It is such an important mission you have to fulfill that I truly grant you every protection and that I give you strength to repel everything from you which could hold you back from this mission. I myself stand behind you and thus I myself am the best fighter for you. I only want you to establish an ever firmer bond with me. So that I can be present to you at all times, so that you turn your thoughts to me daily and hourly. For this is necessary for the task you have voluntarily offered to fulfill. The time is coming to an end and there must be no slackness, you must not tire and remain inactive. You should serve me with all zeal and willingness, for only this voluntary work is a blessing. For yourselves and for your fellow human beings who need strength or shall find their way to me, whom I want to address through you. And therefore you are repeatedly urged by me to work in my vineyard. But my adversary also tries to intervene and hinder you, and time and again you will be subject to disturbances, time and again you will be disturbed, and then you should only take refuge with me who will help you in every adversity of body and soul. The end time is not a time of rest. It will be a constant struggle with the adversary, for he will always find a way to throw you into confusion. But you will always be able to resist him, because you only need to come to me, who will truly refresh and refresh you, as I have promised. Therefore always keep my promise, for you will not send a call to me in vain who ascends in spirit and truth. For as long as you let me speak to you, you receive strength from me directly, and you also open your heart to my illumination of love, and then the adversary must depart from you because he flees the ray of love light. Ask and it will be given to you. Knock and it will be opened to you. You think far too little of this promise of mine, otherwise you would never need to fear or worry, for I take over every worry for you who serve me, and I constantly provide you with strength. Give yourselves to me and let me rule, then you will belong to my own whom I will not abandon in their adversity, whom I will help earthly and spiritually, as I have promised. Amen.